This wife told the husband, "I want to drink water." Then the husband said, "This is already dark, wait a little, I will bring water." Then Ramanuja immediately went and suddenly he saw a big well, and he can walk into the well, steps are there. So he walked and brought water and the lady used it. Then they went away. Then it was light morning now. Then he heard some voice of human beings, and he thought there must be a village here. If not in the forest, we are coming. Then he went there, and their language is spoken there. They have come to Kanjivaram. He has come to Kanjivaram. Then he asked people, "What is the name of this village?" They said, in Tamil, they said it is Kanjivaram. Right? 1 month we walked. And how could we come? It is Vardhachari, Vardharaj and Lakshmi both have taken my Sarees water. They have forced me that I must do as long as I survive. Daily you must bring water for their bath. So this was going on. And here Jamunacharya was very anxious to meet him. And Jamunacharya, he was about to disappear. So he sent word to Ramanuja to come. The persons, two persons have come. And when they informed that Jamunacharya has called for him, then he started, because he was also anxious. When he saw that Sotiratnam on the walls, he was very anxious to meet the writer who wrote this. Now he went. By the time he approached, he has left this world. The body was lying there, and three fingers closed. Then Ramanuja went round it four times and offered Sashtanga Namaskar and asked the people, "Why three fingers are closed?" Then they said, "We do not know. These are his desires, that he thought of writing the commentary of Vedanta. I will write it. That, what is it, now Ramanuja's commentary on Vedanta means Sarira Bhashya and Purna Bhashya Madhvacharya. And he is Bhashya, I forget now. Now he wrote, he said he had a desire to write the commentary of Vedanta, I will write. Then Prapannamrutam, he thought. And other says, Sampradayam, principles, these things I will write. Then three fingers were opened. Then all the visitors there gathering, they thought, "You are only the follower. Now he has blessed you to be on the throne of Sri Rangam, Ranganath." So now he became the Acharya there at Sri Rangam, as Vaishnava Sampradaya's Acharya Ramanuja. Now, in South, there was a discussion about Saiva and Vaishnava. And in it, the minister of the Raja was a Vaishnava, and the Raja was a Saiva. Raja said, "Shiva is Adi, He is the origin of this universe. Then he said, his minister, prime minister said, no sir, none can able to accept your words unless it is authorized by the Shastra. Then all bring all pandits. All pandits were brought. But those pandits say, we cannot give you the correct answer to you. Ramanuja must come. But so he sent 10 people to bring Jamindar, sent 10 people to bring Ramanuja. Ramanuja was sitting inside, and his disciple Kuryas was sitting at the gate. Then he is an Acharya. So they have come and told him, he must tell him. Then what do you want? We want Ramanuja's attendance in the hall of Maharaja to discuss about this matter. Then he said, all right, I will come. You are Ramanuja? Yes, I am Ramanuja. He went and argued with authority. Quotations of scriptures established that Vishnu is Adi. Brahma and Shiva are not Adi. Then the Raja became angry and he said, kill this fellow. Now he was taken to the graveyard, but the followers never killed him. They have made him blind. But Ramanuja doesn't know all these things. It happened without his knowledge. Then this fellow, Kuresa, lingering, went to Ramanuja's place. Sri Perambadur, where Ramanuja used to stay. There, Ramanuja came to understand this. Because he narrated. He said, they made me blind. They have taken off my eyes. And surviving was their grace. All right. All right. Then that fellow came to know that who came there, he was not Ramanuja. He was the disciple of Ramanuja. Now he sent for Ramanuja. When they approached, prior to their approach, only few hours, these people came to know that they will come and take Ramanuja. So immediately they took Ramanuja to Mysore. There's the place. Because Mysore was a state. So they cannot wage war against the state to bring Ramanuja. So Ramanuja was there for 12 years. After 12 years, this fellow died. The king died with some disease, Golaganda disease. Then the disciples went there and requested Ramanuja to come and sit on the throne of Sriyangam because it is vacant. There is no acharya now. Then the Mysore devotees also, they said, no sir, we don't want to send him. He must be here. Then again they said, yes, you take my phone, Vigrahamurti, and place that. But the Vigraham walked and went there. The same thing happened in Chaitanya's life when Gaur Nityananda was at Kalna. Gaurdas Pandit. He was a devotee. When Gaur Nityananda came to his house, and while they are returning, sir, now you cannot go. Your murtis are here, let them go. You stay here. So he stayed there, like that. This story also is same. Ramanuja went. there, and simultaneously he was at this place also. Because Ramanuja was the great philosopher, not only a Vaishnava, but he is the Ramanuja. He is the Alakshanavatar, or Shesavataram. They call him as Shesavatar. He stayed long, so many years, with 750 sannyasis, and the same number of sannyasins he was organizing, and there was none to challenge his thoughts by that time. Ramanuja was a great scholar, a great Vaishnava. He has written the commentary of Vedanta, and beneath it he has destroyed monism. He says, Eko Narayano Asit Na Brahma Na Ishanaha. These people say, Eko Nirakara Brahma Jatava Imani Jayanti Jena Jatani Jivanti Jena Prajanti Avichanti Chanti Tadri Jignasya Sadeva Brahma. From Brahma, this has come, world has come. And all Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesava, all have come from that Brahma. But he says, no, Eko Narayana Asit. Our Bhagavatam says also, when Bhagavan Vishnu explains to Brahma, Aham Eva Asam Agri Nanyat Sattagasat Param Vachadaham Jadit Tatcha Jovasitya Dasovasnyaham. It is the Chatur Sloki, dictated by Vishnu to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyasa. And following that, Vyasa explained it in 18,000 slokas. This is Bhagavata. That is Chatur Sloki Bhagavata. Four slokas. Samandha, Arijaya, and Prayodhana he has explained. And there, you see, that Ramanuja Sampradayam, of course, they have explained about Advaitavadam, but he is Vaishishta Advaitavadam. He has established Vishishta Advaita. He accepted Advaita. But Vishishtam is there. What is that Vishishtam? He has got personality. Chaturbhuja, Narayana, Shankha Chakra Kala Padma, Vaikuntha Siddhi. But now our Sampradayam about Rupa and Raghunath's explanations about our Sampradayam is Na dharmam, Sruti gana niruptam kudakulu. Don't follow the dictations of Vedam. Whatever Vedam said, you need not accept it nor reject it. And to attain parabhyoma, vaikuntham, is not the aim. We must go beyond that. So now, if they say Lakshmi Narayana worship, Lakshmi Sahasra Sada Samrama Sebhyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami. So Govinda Puja is the superior to Narayana Puja. Who is Govinda? Explained in this Govinda, this Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita, 75th chapter, explained by Brahma Samam of the Lord, Supreme Lord. So this correctly we have to follow it. We have to follow. And not only to follow, but we must do sadhana and experience it. Because recently after Ramanuja, and after Madhva, this Madhavendra Puri and his disciple Ishwara Puri, and his disciple Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his disciple Swarupa Damodar and Sada Goswami. Gradually this sampradaya comes like that. Our philosophy is Rupanuga. Rupanuga means we are the followers of Rupa Goswami. Then everybody will say that everybody also is following Rupa Goswami. No, we include Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jaras Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Nanoti Rupa Goswami, he says Rupa and Raghunatha. So the teachings of Raghunatha Goswami are more strict and serious, because in this association the sacrifice of this Raghunatha, the Pashana Lekha, they just drawing a mark on the stone, it cannot be disturbed. But if you draw the water, no, it will immediately, it will be disturbed. So Rupa Raghunathir Vairagya Jano Pasale Rekha. So here at Puri, when Mahaprabhu was here, Raghunath deceiving his parents and his 10 workers who were looking after his protection, he deceived them and he ran away. And in 12 days, 2 days he could take meals, other days he was fasting and take little milk and reach Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, he has come, Jamindar's son, he has come, and he walked such a long distance, 300 odd miles, 50 miles from Bandil, Tattagram he walked. Now Mahaprabhu said, you gave him good nourishment for some days. So he used to take food there. And the parents thought, the boy has gone. He will never come back. He might have gone to Puri. The wife said, why don't you try him? Then the father said, how can you tie with rope? Your wife cannot tie, and the belt that you have got, so much belt that cannot tie him. You want to tie him with a rope? It is foolishness. Let him stay there. You have got so much property, who will enjoy? Let us send a Brahmin and some 2 servants. For 2 years, they have taken a house here, rented house, the worst thing that. And not even one day he came and took an amount for his service. No, only used to invite Mahaprabhu once in a month or 2 times a month. For that he has to purchase Jagannath Prasad. That is offered to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu used to oblige and take it. After 1 year, he stopped taking prasadam or inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, why Raghu is not inviting me? Then Raghunath is not inviting. Then Govinda said, yes, he thought, by such invitations you are not pleased. You are forced because you like him. He is a boy. Out of affection you go there and take prasad. But willingly you never go there. He could realize it. So, Visayir Onno Khaile Malin Hai Man. મળીને મને તે ના હોય કૃષ્ણ સ્મરણ. સો વિષય અન્ન, વાટ ઇઝ ધેટ વિષય અન્ન? બીકોઝ દે હેવ ગોટ વેલ્થ. They thought our boy has gone there. He is our boy. He is the proprietor of the whole property. After us, he is the proprietor. And why should he beg? Why should he, like a destitute, why should he roam? Let him be in a house and let him take prasadam. Let him stay there. Let him not come here. But now, after 1 year, when he stopped, Mahaprabhu says, Vishayana. Because they are fond of their child. So, for the service of the child, they send 2 servants and the wealth. Not for me. They have got any respect. It is only attachment towards his son. So, their property is called Vishay property. Vishayam. That property cannot please the Supreme Lord. So he has stopped invitation. He has done good. I am happy. Here, the Mahaprabhu is really happy because Raghunath could not talk to Mahaprabhu directly. And through this Jagat, Swarup Damodar, and he was informing Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar says, Kilagi Chadaila Ghor Nagani Urdes, Kripakadi Karun Prabhu Mare Upadis. Raghunath says, Oh Lord, why we have removed me from my native place, from my parents, from my luxuries. You have brought me to Puri. What? Please tell me what have I to do. Then Mahaprabhu says to Swarup Damodar, yes, if he has got faith on my words, I will speak. 2 words he says. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na poribe, amani manadhaya. Sada Krishna Nam Lode. You must follow this teachings of Chastakam. And you should not have an interest or attachment towards good nourishment or good clothing. Simple living. Do bhajan. Of course, that is why he said, let me beg, take Madhukari and I will survive on Madhukari. Then Mahaprabhu asked our Govinda, how he is now following the daily routine? Then he says, always the day and night he will be doing bhajan and taking Madhukari from here and there, or from Satra. When Satra bears, give once. The days they give prasad to those who are vairagi. There he takes prasad. Mahaprabhu says, no, it is a waste of time. Then he gave up coming to a chhatra. There he was standing at the Simhat bar of Jagannath, standing. Throughout the day, he was informing, Govinda was informing to Mahaprabhu. Throughout the day, he was standing there. And people will be coming out of the temple and he will be marking this person has not given. This person has given me and this person will never give. Because seeing their faces, he used to comment like that. So then Mahaprabhu says, Singhadvari Bhiksha Vritti Beshara Achar. Like a harlot. He is standing there and counting lovers who come and who has given money, who will give more money, who will give less money, who will not give money and postpone. So like that he will be counting the faces. Then he heard from Govinda, Mahaprabhu asks about you. and daily routine about how you are doing sadhana. Then he said, I am standing throughout the day, I do harinamam. In the evening I stand at the gate. If anybody is kind enough to give something, I... Then he gave up that. Then he should survive. So on the southern side, there are the big tops are there, where this prasadam, lot of prasadam is spoiled. These shopkeepers bring both prasadam and throw it in that big tub like kundi like. And this Raghunath Goswami, he goes early in the morning and pick up that rice on that, the bottom of that rice and washes it, add some salt and rice. That Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, what is now he is doing? He is doing well. Very good. Yes. Now he is fit for sadhana. He is taking prasad. So I must go there. Without his knowledge, once without knowledge of anybody, even Govinda doesn't know, Mahaprabhu ran to that place and saw he was teeing up rice and washing it and adding some salt in it. Mahaprabhu went immediately and got hold of his hand and took away that rice and put it there. Mahaprabhu said, why Mahaprabhu, you take this, it is not for you, this is for me. No, you are taking it, Jagannath Prasad, why should I not take? I must take. So then Mahaprabhu returns, and that was the sadhan of Raghunath Goswami. For 18 years he was constantly marking the activities of Mahaprabhu day and night. Only one person, but Mahaprabhu never talks to him. Mahaprabhu talks to Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda Raya or Sikri Mahati or Madhavi Mata, but not with Raghunath. Because Raghunath, perhaps out of affection, perhaps Mahaprabhu never used to talk these things about to Raghunath. Raghunath used to preserve the thoughts and the teachings and his dealings of Mahaprabhu. There was no writing, only remembering in brain and heart. When Mahaprabhu left, he went to Vrindavan. He walked straight to Vrindavan, reached Vrindavan, and reached Govardhan. And his aim was to break his head on Govardhan. Then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami said that. They asked, why you are doing this? Why should you sacrifice your life by Atma Hatya? The blessings of the Lord, Radha Krishna, you come, we will tell you, we will prepare a hut, small hut for you. You sit on the banks of Radha Kunda and do bhajan. So they have pre-constructed a hut where Raghunath used to sit and do bhajan day and night. And even it seems tigers come and drink water in Radha Kunda. He was not offended for that. And he had so much attachment towards Radhika there on the Kundam that always he was doing bhajan. And daily he was offering sastang namaskars. 1,000 times he fall down and stand up, again fall down, like that, 1,000, Who can do this? What was his food? His food was only water. After gave up rice here in Puri, and he came there, he was just taking some curd. And that also he gave up. And when Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they disappeared, that also he gave up. Then Mahaprabhu, blessings, that through Mahaprabhu's blessings, he was surviving with water. Daily evening Shastra Namaskaram, 1 lakh Namam. And the names of 500 Vaishnavas he used to repeat daily. And the remaining time he was to speak about the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Brijavasi. The night, one day, they may get one day one hour to take rest. Or that also was not available. That is his daily dinacharya, how he has spent up his time in bhajan. And the devotees, they see he was doing hard labor. He is not taking anything. 1,000 times namaskara means it is not a joke. A person who does penance without food, he can sit.